Begin the current daf Masechta Rosh Hashanah, daf Yadal. Begin 11 lines down from the top of the Yamid, but the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, the first mission in our Perek, that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. One of them had the first day of Tishrei, which is what we call Rosh Hashanah, is a Rosh Hashanah for many different things. The last item that we mentioned was for Yerukis, which the Gemara explained that meant for the halachas of Maestras, where not only is there a set date, which is old Maiser, new Maiser, that they can be mixed for Maiser Deiraisa, which is Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, grain, wine, and oil, but it's even for Yerukis for Maiser Drabban. So then the Gemara got into a discussion regarding that is the cutoff, but when is it that the thing is considered completed, or that is when it grew, to say that it was in that year, which is in the Tishrei, where every Tishrei begins a new year, what is the completion? As we spoke about, there's different things that have different times. Agamar continues on that theme, specifically delineating the halacha of Yerukis, that they go based on Lakita, when they're actually picked. So the Gemara brings Tanya Linda Braisa. Basically, the Imer, he says, is a pasuk in Devar. Now, actually, this pasuk is told by the Yom Tov HaSukkos, where it says, Chag HaSukkos Tas Lucha Yishevas Yom, the Yom Tov HaSukkos you should make for you 7 days. But then it says, when is that? That's Ba'aspacha Migarncho Miyikvecha. It's at the time when one gathers in from the granary and from the wine press. That's the time of Sukkos. That's when there's a lot of Simcha, because everyone's bringing in all their produce. That's when the Yom Tov HaSukkos is. Now, what Rabbi Yisrael is teaching, that from this pasuk, the Chacham found an allusion to set the time of Maaser for Yerukis for vegetables, which is only rabbinic. So this is not actually a drasha gemura, but it's what's called nasmachta. We found an allusion to it, that it goes based on likita, when it's picked. Now, the reason is because all types of asifas of bringing in are that the halacha is, ba'asbacha, whatever you're bringing in, should be like the truma of Gerin and Yekev, of the granary and of the wine press. Where that, we explained in the previous daf, the Torah halacha for that is based on when it has already grown a third. Whenever it grows a third of its maturation, that's the year when we consider it's from that year of Maestros. Now, therefore, we're seeing that Ba'aspacha, what are you bringing in, which we're including for all the halachas, which we're going to compare, when are we going to be like Gerin V'Yakev, is Ma Gerin V'Yakev Miyuchadim, just like the granary and the wine press, they're distinct. And that's why their halacha is as it is, and we'll see what gets compared to it and what doesn't. Where shagadel nal meishana sha'avra, they grow on the water from the past year. In other words, that the reason why the halacha is by them, that it goes after when it grew a third, is because that's the water that made them grow. Which, that's the time, once it grows a third, that it's already fit to reap it, at least b'daychik, meaning when it's in an extreme situation, you can get by if it grew at least a third. Hence, that is the water that essentially made it grow into what its primary is, which once it reached a third, it's already at a certain stage when it can be eaten. Now that's why, when did that grow? It was from the previous year's rain that got it to a third of it, and that's why that's going to be the year, as the Gemara says, U'mesasun l'shana shavra. Since that's the primary water which got it growing, which at least it got to a third, so that's why it's maestro is from the previous year, even though now, let's say we're picking it this year, but if it grew a third of it before Rosh Hashanah. So that's going to be the year that will establish it in which year of Maaser is going to be. Now, therefore, that's what the pasuk is comparing. Ba'asbacha, whatever you're bringing in, whatever it is that it is, even not just Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar, everything will be the same. And that is Afkol, so to everything, Shegidel Nal Meishana Sha'avah, whatever it is that primarily grows on the water of the rain of the past year. So Mesashon, Meishana Sha'avah, will also have its Maaser from the past year. Now, that's why, for example, the halacha regarding ilan is for trees, we go after what's called chanata, which is when the fruit finally emerges, where that's when the primary growing of the fruits are. And the reason is because what makes the fruits of the tree grow? It's the sap inside the tree. Now, the sap in the tree, which comes before the chanata, which that's actually what helps the chanata, the developing of the fruit come out, which is when the leaves fall off, that's from the rain of the last year. The rain from the last year then goes into the tree, which develops the sap. So essentially what's making the primary fruit is the rain from the last year. So therefore, they will also have basically the halacha, not when you pick the fruit, but it's really going to be going from the last year, which is when chanata happens, not when you pick it. Essentially, it's very similar to the halacha of Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, which is from the last year's rains. Now, Yotzi, Yerukis, that excludes vegetables. Shegedelin al meishana haba'a. Because they don't grow on last year's rains, they grow on the coming year's rains, meaning the year when they're actually picked. And the reason is because vegetables are constantly being cut off, and they grow back, and they grow again, and they get cut off. And hence, It's not just from last year's rains that they grow. They're continuously growing. Even this year, when you're picking it, it's still growing. And therefore, mas'asin l'shana haba. Therefore, their ma'aser is not last year. It's not like dog and tish v'yitzer, which is when it grows a third, which is already from last year. Neither is it like ilanis, which grows by chanata, which is when it just started emerging, which is still from last year's rains when the sap had made it emerge, which is also last year. No, it's from this year's ma'aser when it's picked, because it's growing even on this year's water, not just last year's. That is Rabbi Yisrael Glili's interpretation of this pasuk to define why your rakas are different and that it's going to be by Likita when it's picked and not in an earlier time like Ilanais and like Dag and Tirsh v'Yitza. Kiva Aymer, he says a slightly different version. He says, that the pasuk says when you will gather from your granary and from your wine press, where we're comparing whatever you're oisav, whatever you're bringing in, to Garin v'Yakov, and that is Ma Garin v'Yakov Miuchadin, just like the granary, which is where you thresh the grain. And the wine press are distinct. Shagadilin al roiv mayim. So he says a slightly different version. He says not that they grow on last year's water the way B'Yisrael Glili said. He says they grow on the primary water source, which is most growths, most seeds grow by rainwater, and that's how grain and wine. That's how they grow. Now and therefore mesasin l'shana shava. That's why their ma'aser is from the previous year. Now, Av Kol Shagadein Al Reiv Mayim, so the comparison is going to be, so too anything that grows on the primary, the majority of what water is, which is the rainwater, they're also going to be Mis'asin L'shana Sha'avah, which is the case by trees, that it's going to be growing from the rainwater, and that's why it's based on the previous year. Yatsi Yerakis, that will exclude vegetables. Shagadein Al Kol Mayim, where they grow with all types of water. Now, what that means is that it's not enough generally for vegetables just from the rainwater. There also has to be what's called mayim sh'uvim. You have to draw water and actually water it yourself, where people are constantly drawing water to water it, as the pasuk in Dvarim Yud-Alf says, v'shkisa baraglcha kigan hayarek, that says that you will water it with your feet like the vegetable garden, which because generally a vegetable garden needs to be watered itself, so you have to come by foot to water it. It's not enough with the rainwater. And therefore, mas'asin l'shana haba, since it's not the same as Garin B'Yakim, it's something that constantly has to be watered with oneself, which is to draw the water. Therefore, it's even in the coming year when it's picked, not based on the last year as Garin B'Yakim, because it's not just al roiv mayim, it's not just the rainwater, it also needs kol mayim, it needs even for oneself to draw the water. So those are the two different interpretations, why Yerakas is different based on how we're comparing ba'asbacha to Megarin Chum Yikvecha. Now, the Gemara asks, my bay now, what's the practical difference between Rabbi Yisrael Glili's version and Rabbi Akiva's version? So Amar Bar Rav gives two differences. He says, "Bitzalim hasarisin." He says the onions that are a saris. Now, generally, a saris is like a eunuch, is someone that has not fully developed, can't have children. Where essentially, that's the term of these onions, which are not fully developed like other onions. Upul hamitzri and the Egyptian bean, which, as Rashi explains, specifically when it's planted for the yerek, as we explained in the previous daf, the Egyptian bean could be eaten for the seed itself, for the bean itself, or when you plant it, then this vegetable that comes out of it, so when it's planted for the vegetable of it, that because had it been planted for the seed itself, then it would be classified as kitnius, which is things when you eat the seed itself, and then it would be based on actually a different criteria, that of hashrasha, when it takes root, not at the time of when you do the likita. But Rebbe Vo says these two cases of this onion that's not a fully developed, and the Egyptian bean, ikabinai, that's going to be the difference between Rabbi Yisrael Glili's version and Rabbi Akiva's version. And specifically, we're talking about where one withheld water from these two items and didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then did the Likita, picked it after Rosh Hashanah. As we find in the Mishnah, not like we learn the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, where it says, "Bitzalim hasarisin upul hamitzri," regarding these two items of this not fully developed onion and the Egyptian bean, "Shemana mehen mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah," where you withheld water from it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, on that the Mishnah tells us, Mis'asin l'shava, then this ma'aser will be actually from the previous year. Although we're talking about something that is a yerek, which generally yerek goes about b'shas likitasai, and this case is going to be different, and it's going to be based on last year, and therefore mitar b'shvias, and if it, let's say, was 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah, which is the year was coming into the 7th year, which is Shemitah year, it will be permitted in the Shemitah year, because it's not like it grew this year, which generally that's what it is when you do the lakita on it. Here we're not going to be defining the Yerek based on Lakita, we're going to define it on the previous year. Now, vim lav, if it wasn't 30 days, it was less than 30 days, then asurin b'shvius u'mesasin l'shana, but then there will be asur in Shemitah, because then we will consider it as if it's when you actually do the lakita as it normally is, and therefore the ma'aseh then will be from the coming year. Now, there's actually two interpretations in Rashi. When we're saying this is the case, as based in the Mishnah Masechta Shviz, it's a difference between the interpretation basically Rabbi Akiva. So who actually that is like? The first interpretation Rashi says that it's Rabbi Yosei Glili who that Mishnah Masechta Shviz is like, which is saying that actually in this case, we will not treat the Yerek as based on Lakita. And the reason is because since you withheld water from it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it comes out essentially that it was growing from the year, from the water from the past year, because he didn't let it go into the coming year. You already from last year, 30 days before, considering it a full-fledged year from last year, withheld the water. So it is really Meishana Sha'avra, which Rabbi Yosei Glili said the reason why it would be based on last year, as it is by the Gerin V'Yekev, which is the same as Zilanis, is because it's primarily growing from last year's water, which we said generally, Iraq is, no, you continuously water it, it's even from this year's water, but here you withheld it, so it's only from last year's water, so here it will be treated not like the classical Yerek as Likitase, but rather as it is by Gerin V'Yekev from the last year, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, that still it doesn't change the character of Yerukas, which grow on Kalmayim with all types of water, which is not only rainwater, but when water is itself, and therefore it will still maintain its identity, and it's going to have the mice from the coming year. That's one interpretation of Rashi. Rashi brings from others a different interpretation, where actually the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, who's saying that this would be an exception to the rule, it's actually like Rabbi Akiva, where the reason is that since you withheld water from these two types, this Batzel Hasaris and this Pul Hamitzi, which shortly Rashi will explain why just these items, if you withheld the 30 days before Shoshana, it's going to be from the past year, actually as it's brought in the Yerushalmi. The Ramana says that since you withheld water from it 30 days before Shoshana, it becomes like what's called a Stehabal, which is generally a field that's watered by the rain, not by one that's generally watered by the person himself that has to bring Mayim Shubim to draw water and water it. And hence it takes on the Chiyuv Meiser of a Stehabal. Now the reason is because here it didn't have Kol Mayim, all types of water, which is drawn water for 30 days, because you didn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Only it was the rainwater that you can't stop it if it's going to rain on it. So it now loses its classification of a vegetable, because a vegetable is something that grows al Kol Mayim, and now it enters the category of what's called something that grows in the Stehabal, which is something that grows from primarily rainwater. And therefore, it will be classified as those other cases, as Gerin V'Yekev, which are growing from Rav Mayim, which is rainwater. Here also, since you stopped watering it, so it's not getting Mayim Sheuvim, it's just getting rainwater, so it's going to be from the year before. Now, so Rashi explains, why did we say this halacha of the exception, whether it's Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yosei Glili in this Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, that here it's going to be different as it normally is? Why do we pick just this Batzil HaSaris and this Pul HaMitzri? It's because these two items, it was normative to stop giving them water, drawn water, for a certain amount of period before they were picked. And the reason is because they wanted a heart in it. Now, that's why the Chum differentiated, as that Mishnah Masechta Shviyas is saying, again, whether that's Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yosei Glili, that it's different than other types of vegetables. But you're right, Rashi says, regarding other vegetables, where it's not normative to stop, even if someone would stop 30 days before Shana, that wouldn't declassify it from being a vegetable, and therefore a person who does that would be what's called Batla Daita. It wouldn't be significant enough to say that it's not like a Yerek, and it would still have the halacha of a Yerek and would have its Meister, Lashon Haba, in the coming year when the Lakita is done. It's just these two items that it was very normal to do that. That's why Chacham said that they are going to be an exception, and they will actually be treated not like a normal Yerek, but rather like Gerin V'Yekev, and this Meister will be from the past year, and that's going to be the difference between Rabbi Yosei Glili or Rabbi Akiva. Again, those are two different interpretations of Rashi, exactly. Who's the one that's going to say this is going to be the exception based on the last year and not of this year of when the Lakita is done? Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. So we already spoke about the other Rosh Hashanahs. Now we speak about the final Rosh Hashanah, which is Be'echad B'Shvat. This is the fourth Rosh Hashanah we spoke around in the Mishnah opening the Masechta. And the first Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Lilan. It's the Rosh Hashanah for trees, which means to say that one cannot take trumas from the fruits of the tree which had its chanota, again, which means that the fruits emerge from before Tu B'Shvat or Alav Shvat, depending on this Machlikis B'Shamisil, for fruits of the tree that had their chanota afterwards. Which again, this was Beishama's opinion, that it's the first of Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah for trees, which means to say that the fruits then begin the next year of Trumas and Maisus, and you can't mix the old and the new. And Beisil said that it's what's called Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat. Now the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason, what is the significance of the month of Shvat, whether it's the 1st or the 15th, that this becomes the Rosh Hashanah of the trees, and that the fruits begin the new year, and therefore the trumas have to start a new year. So that Amr B'laza Amr B'Yishri says, Hoyl v'yotzu reiv gishmeshana, since Shvat is at the end of the winter, and that is most of the rain from the winter has already passed, which is, that's called Zman Revi, it's the time of the rain. So as we explained before, the sraf, the sap inside the trees, which help the emergence, which creates the emergence of the fruits coming out, they come from that rainwater since the majority of the rain happened, and vadain rift kuva mebachutz, and there's also still yet to come the majority of the winter season, which is based on the solar calendar, has yet to come. So that's why we go ahead and we do the new year now. Now the Gemara asks, my kama, what exactly is he saying? If he's saying that the majority of, in other words, in regards to the last part of his statement, if the majority of the winter, of the solar winter season has yet to come, so then it's not yet the Zman of Chanata, of the emergence of the Peres, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah for the fruits of the tree should not have been up until Adar. Why is it being in Shvat? So I think my answer is no, you're right. Hachikama, what we meant to say was that Afal Pi Sherib Tkuva Mebachutz, even though the majority of the solar winter, it's still yet to come. It's not over yet in Shvat. But that's not the defining criteria. But rather, Hoyl v'yotz Rev Gishmeshana, since the majority of the rains of the year by Shvat has already passed, therefore that has already created the sustenance of the tree, which is the sap, which that then goes ahead and fuels the emergence, which is called the chanata in the peris, which is what is considered the significance of that of the fruits of the tree, considering that this is the year that it grew in. And that's why that's going to be the cutoff date for that's considered that year. Once it's after that, it's already considered a new year. And that's why it's Shvat that's considered the new year for the Paris of the Ilanas. Now the Gemara brings Tarbam and the Braisa, which will reflect on this Machlaikis of Bisham Yisrael that we're quoting about, is the new year for the Paris of the Ilan the 1st of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat? So then the Braisa, Maisa Rebbe Kiva, there was an incident with Rebbe Kiva, Shalikid Esrik, that he was picking the fruits of an Esrik tree, which was taking off all those Esrogim, be'echad b'shvat, on the 1st of Shvat, v'nohig b'y shnei Yisroin, and he was nohig, he went and fulfilled in that Esrog tree two different types of Maisers. And that is, he fulfilled the Maiser Sheni of the second year, and he also did Maiser Ani of the third year, because this was a second year going into the third year. So it is starting the next year. Now it's a machlekes if it's the 1st of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat. Now it's on the 1st of Shvat, so he went and did from the last year, because maybe it's the last year, so he did Maiser Sheni, and he also did Maiser Ani, because maybe it's already the next year, the third year. As the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, that he did Echad Kedivei Bishamai, one Maiser he did like Bishamai, that being Maiser Ani, where he said that, wait, Bishamai say that it's the 1st of Shvat's already the new year, so therefore I have to give from the third year. And Ve'echad Kedivei Beis Hill, but he also did one Maiser, like Beis Hill, who they said that, no, it's not a new year yet, up until it's the 15th of Shvat, and therefore he did Maiser Sheni, because maybe it's still the second year, it didn't yet become the third year until the 15th of Shvat. That's one version of that story, Rebbe Kiva. Basically, Hudaim, he says, no, Lo yiminig b'sham b'sil nogba. That was not the reason why Rebbe Kiva went and took of two maisers of the sregim from his esrog tree. It's not because he was in doubt, is the halacha like b'shamai or is halacha like b'sil. Ella, rather, there was a whole different reason why that he was mistupik, that he was in doubt about, that he went and took of two different maisers. It was minig Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Lazar Nahigba. It was because he was in doubt if the halacha is like Rebbe Gamliel. Where Rebbe Gamliel said that the halacha of Esrig is that its meiser is based on lakita, when you pick it like a yerek. And the reason is, although an Esrig grows on a tree, which generally a tree is based on the past year, but since it's normative for an Esrig, which is unique, that it grows al kol mayim, it needs a lot of water, not just rainwater, but also has to be watered by hand. Now, therefore, Rebbe Gamliel would say that its meiser would be based on when it's picked, which was in the third year. Or maybe it wasn't sure. Maybe the halacha is like Rebbe Lazar, where he says that no, the halacha by the esrog is like all other trees, which are based on chanata when it emerges. And therefore, since its chanata was much earlier when it emerged, he was picking it now, but it had emerged much earlier, which is going to be like the second year. And therefore, maybe it's meiser sheni. And therefore, because of that doubt, he went and took meiser sheni, meiser ani, because he wasn't sure, is it now based on the new year where it's in Shvat already, and therefore he has to go ahead and take a meiser ani? Or it's not when you pick it, because like all other trees, and you have to take it from when the emergent one, which was from last year. Now the Gemara later on will ask, but one thing it seems obvious that according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's version of this story, that it was obvious that it was already in the third year now when he picked it, which sounds like that's like Bishamai, not like Basil. So yes, you're saying that he wasn't in doubt about Bisham Basil, rather like Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer would be based on last year, because that's when Chanot was like old trees and the Esther is a tree. Or like Rabbi Gamliel, who says it's based on like Eurocus when you pick it, because it grows on Kolmayim, but still it was just Aleph Shvat. If it was like Basil, then either way would be from Maisu Shani from the last year, because not the new year yet. The Gemara will address that question. But that is what Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says was Rabbi Kiva Safik. Did not like Lunda Mishnah Masechet Bikurim that illustrates this machlokes of Gamliel and Eliezer, and he wasn't sure who the halacha is like. Where the Mishnah tells us that estrig shavu leilon, an estrig, is equal to the halachas of a tree, in other words, to be based on chanata regarding the emergence of the fruit from the tree, begimel drachem, in three areas of halacha. But the estrig tree is similar to vegetables in one area of halacha, which again, that's based on when the lakita is done, as he explains. Shavu leilon begimel drachem, it's similar, the estrig tree, to other trees in three ways, which is la'arla. For the halachas of the first 3 year of the fruits being usher, again, that's going to be based on chanata, when the fruits emerge. Second area is l'ravai, which is regarding the next year of the 3 years of baral, which is the fourth year that it has kodesh l'Hashem. Or the shvi'is and the halachas of Shemitah, again, is this produce of the Shemitah year? That depends on the esrog tree, just like other trees, when the fruit emerged. If it emerged in this year of Shemitah, then the Shemitah year. If not, not. However, uliyerek b'derech echad. However, it does have an area of halacha that it is like vegetables, not like trees, which is shebashas likitasa isuri, that when you pick the estrog from the estrog tree, that's the year that the halacha of mice is going to be on it. And therefore, even if, let's say, the chanata, the emergence of the estrog, came in the second year, but it was picked in the third year, its halacha of mice will be based on the halachas of the mice of the third year, like vegetables. And the reason is, and this is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, because since the estrog tree also grows alkal mayim on all waters, not like other trees, as the Gemara explains in the first sugya there in the Sechtes Kedushin, that's why it's going to be similar to Eurakis in regards to halachas of Meiser, based on when you pick it. So that's the Rabbi Gamliel. That's the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Eliezer, he says, he argues, he says, estrog shavu leilon l'chol davar. It's not true. An estrog is like all other trees, it's a tree, and therefore it's similar in all areas. And therefore, even regarding the halachas of Meiser, it will not go based on the kitasa, even though it grows like a mine, but it's still a tree. And the tree we know goes based on when the chanot, when the emergence of the fruits are. And therefore, that's going to be its qualification for Meiser, not when you do the pick. Now, that, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, was Rabbi Kiva Safik. That is, although we're in the third year, we're in the next year now, but he wasn't sure. Am I going to hold like Rabbi Gamliel, who holds now it goes based on when I'm picking, which is already the next year? Or is it like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that no, even though it goes l'kamayim, it's still like old trees, and the meiser goes based on the year before that of chanot, and that's why he took off two meisers. So those are the two different versions of the suffix of Rabbi Kiva, why he took off two different meisers. But now the Gemara asks on the first version of the version of the Tanna Kamma of why Rabbi Kiva took off two meisers. That is because is the halacha like Beis Shammai, where the new year is the first of Shvat, and it's already the new year? Or is it like Beis Hillel, which is only by the 15th, and it's not yet the new year, so therefore I have to take off from the year before, which is the second year, that of Maaser Sheni. And that the Gemara asked, "Umi avdini ketrei chumri? Do we follow two contradictory chumris, that is, stringencies, which is to do like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel?" But time we learn the Braisa that says, "La'olam halacha gedib Beis Hillel." The Braisa says that the halacha always follows like Beis Hillel, but v'aretz alasis, if someone wants to do, then Kediv Beis Shammai, he could follow Beis Shammai. Or Kediv Beis Hillel, or if he wants, he could follow Beis Hillel. Now, the Gemara Masechet Avron asked, that seems to be contradictory, where first you say halacha always like Beis Hillel, and then you say that, no, if you want, you could do Beis Shammai, or you want, you could do Beis Hillel. Where the Gemara there explains that when it said that you could even do like Beis Shammai, it was before the Baskel, where before the heavenly voice came out and said halacha is like Beis Hillel. Then you could choose. But after the Baskel was what the first statement was saying, that no, halacha is always like Beis Hillel, you cannot do like Beis Shammai. But then the Braisa continues and says, Mikuli b'shamay u'mikuli b'shil, then you're Rasha. If you go ahead and you follow the leniencies of b'shamay and the leniencies of b'shil, then you're a wicked person. Where there, the Gemara Masechet Zeirin explains as follows. We're talking about when it's regards to one topic of halacha where they're arguing, where in one aspect, it will come out that the words of b'shamay will be lenient, but in another aspect of that halacha, will come out that actually b'shil is being lenient. For example, a classical case is where how much is considered that it's missing from the shadra, the spine, that it shouldn't be considered a complete spine. And that is, the spine actually conveys tumah to the entire oil. It doesn't need the entire corpse. As long as you have the spine, that will convey tumah in the oil. But if it's not an entire spine, then it will not transmit the tumah throughout the entire tent. Now, Beis Shammai say that what's considered lacking, it needs to be missing two vertebrae. Beis Hillel say just one vertebrae. Now, that same halacha has another area of halacha where it manifests regarding a treifa. If it's missing chulyas vertebrae from its spine, it's considered a mortal defect, and therefore it's going to be a non-kosher. It's not going to be valid to eat such an animal. So it comes out that the words of Beis Shammai is a leniency regarding the halachas of treifa, because he says that up until that's missing two vertebrae, it's not considered lacking in the spine, hence it's not a treifa. Now in that area, actually Beis Hillel is being machber, because they say when you're missing one, it's already considered a treifa. But they're being lenient regarding the halachas of tumah, where they say that since it's missing already one vertebrae, that's it, there's no more tumas oil, because already with one vertebrae, it's already considered lacking. Now that is what the Bryce is saying, that whoever goes in this one halacha and uses the leniencies of Beis Shammai regarding one aspect, and the leniency of Beis Hillel another one, he's a wicked person, because that's contradictory to say that here I'll follow that leniency and here I'll follow the leniency, because it's based on the same halachic principle. So therefore, if someone takes the leniencies of one for one and one for the other, which is really based on the same svara, he's a wicked person. But if someone in the same aspect goes and takes the stringencies of one opinion and the stringencies of the other opinion, a love of Kazavim regarding such a person, it says a pasuk in Kehelis, that the fool goes in darkness, and that's because he's confused. He doesn't know who to rely on. Now, of course, if it's regarding two different machlekesim, where in one area there's one that's lenient and the other one is lenient in the other area halacha, that's not considered wicked or a fool if in one you hold like Beis Shammai and the other one you hold like Beis Hillel, because they're two different halachas. I could say on this I hold like Beis Shammai and this I hold like Beis Hillel, even though this is lenient and there the other one is lenient. But here what we're talking about is, it's the same halacha. And therefore, Eli'iki Beis Shammai b'kulein u'b'chamrein. So either you follow Beis Shammai with the leniencies that are inherent and the stringency that are inherent. And that is, if regarding tumah, you're not going to consider it lacking with one vertebrae, which means to say that you want to be stringent, like Beis Shammai say that, no, it's still going to convey tumah because it's not missing two vertebrae, then regarding the halachas of treifa, then it's also not missing. And therefore, don't be machmer there and say, oh, maybe that's not a kosher animal. No, you should be lenient there, because if you're being machmer like Beis Shammai in this halacha, then that comes along with the leniencies regarding treifa. And so too, Iki Beis Hillel, if you're following Beis Hillel, who they say that it is considered a chasar and it's lacking even with one vertebrae, then so too, Bekulein u'b'chumrein, then you follow it with the inherent leniencies and with the inherent chumras that come along with that. And therefore, it's going to be considered a lacking both here in the halachas of tumah and here in the halachas of treifa. Now that's the Braisa. Now, that the Gemara's question is regarding the Tanakhama's version of Rabbi Akiva, where that's also contradictory, because he's taking the chumras of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where he's considering it the second year and he's considering it the third year. So it comes out that Rabbi Akiva, what the Braisa calls the Ksila fool, is what it seems like Rabbi Akiva is doing according to this, because he's using either you hold like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, either it's the second year or the third year, to use both of their stringencies to give Maestro Shein and Maestro Ani, seems like the Ksil. So that the Gemara answers actually, Rabbi Akiva didn't want to do like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He wanted to do just like Beis Hillel. And that's where the halacha follows. But Gemara is topically. He was in doubt about his tradition, v'loyod, and he didn't know, e Beis Hillel be'echad b'shvat amru, was it that Beis Hillel said that the new year is the first of Shvat? E betesva b'shvat amru, or is it the 15th of Shvat? So that's why he took off two. Not because he wanted to be machim like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. No, halacha is like Beis Hillel. But he didn't know what was Beis Hillel. He wasn't sure which version it was. Was Beis Shammai the one that said Alav Shvat and Beis Hillel Tubi Shvat? Or was Beis Shammai Tubi Shvat and Beis Hillel the first of Shvat? And then when it came Alav Shvat, he wasn't sure. That's why, because of doubt of following the halacha Beis Hillel, he went and did Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani, which that's not considered Ksil. That's just he wasn't sure what the halacha was, so therefore he did both. And that answers that question on the first version. Now, then the Gemara quotes the second version of the story of Rabbi Akiva. Basically, he says, no, loy minik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nogba. It wasn't because he was in doubt if the halacha follows Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, or as we just explained the Gemara, that he wasn't sure what was Beis Hillel's opinion, was it the first Shvat or two Shvat. As we said, it's just he wasn't sure if the halacha follows regarding the halachas of Meister, regarding an esrog tree, is that like all other halachas of trees that's going to be based on the year before of Chanutah when the fruit emerged? Or is it going to be like this year, the new year, of that when it's picked like your ruckus because it grows a kalmayim, an esrog tree needs a lot of water more than other trees which grow primarily by rain? Now that the Gemara asked the question that we alluded to before, Be'echad b'shvat, the first of Shvat. Now, according to Beis Behuda that says, and as we said, the version of the story was, that this took place on the first of Shvat. So he's saying that he wasn't sure, should it be like Maaser Ani for the coming year, as it is like the halacha of Reb Gamliel, who says that we go, this tree being different than all other trees, like when it's Lakita, when it's being picked. And therefore, the Maaser, he wanted to do also Maaser Ani of the third year. But what that comes out is, Ki Beis Shammai Nahogba, that means that he was going like Beis Shammai. In other words, he understands that clearly it's a new year. The only question was, do you do like the new year of the Likita, or you do like the last year of when the Chanata? But if you'd be going like Beis Hill, then the Likita and the Chanata are all in the same year because it's not the new year yet until Tu B'Shvat. And therefore, it should either way be Maaser Sheni. So according to Beis Behuda, he wants to say that Rebbe Akiva wanted a passing like Beis Shammai, but no, Halacha does not fall like Beis Shammai. So how could it be if he's saying that this was his suffix, if it's anyways not the new year, it's only Al Shvat, not Tu B'Shvat? So that Rebbe Chanina, and Vitem, as some say, it was Rebbe Chananya, says, actually, here the story was that Hocha be'estrig shechantu pe'resiv. Here we're talking about the estrig had already emerged. Koydim tezvav de'idach shvat askina. We're talking about that the estrig had emerged already from the previous year. Now, what that means is because an estrig actually stays on the tree for 2 or 3 years, or stays on the tree for a long time. Now, what we're talking about is that the Tu B'Shvat of the previous year is when it had gone into the third year, which it's still in that year, because you're right, it's still by only Al Shvat. It didn't enter yet the fourth year. Now, it comes out that the Chanata, which happened before that, before Tu B'Shvat of the previous year, in other words, we're here by Al Shvat. We're talking about the last Shvat. That is, it had the Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, so it was from the year before, which is the second year. Now we're still in the third year, because it hasn't yet reached Tu B'Shvat, which is Al Shvat. That is what we're discussing. That is, so according to Beis Hill, it would be one would have the Chanata from the previous year, and it's still now not Tu B'Shvat, so it's still in the third year. Now, as the Gemara explains in Bedinu, the truth is that had this been picked, afilu kodem lachin, even before the first of Shvat, for example, in Kislev or Tevis, it also would have been the same suffix of Kiva to do two Isurim because of whether it's like Reb Gamliel or Reb Elazar. It's just that Umayseh Shoyi Kachayi, this just was the story. It just happened to take place on the first of Shvat. It sounds misleading because it sounds like, oh, the first of Shvat, which well, according to Beis Shammai, that's the new year, but Beis Hill, it's not. No, it just happened to be the first of Shvat. It could have been months before. But what we're talking about is that from the last Shvat, when the year before that was the second year, that's when the Chanata was. Then Tu B'Shvat passed, going into the third year, because we're going like Beis Hill, and now it's still in the third year, we're almost at the end of the third year. So now is when it's being picked, so it's being picked in the third year, but the Chanata happened last year, Shvat, before that, before Tu B'Shvat, so the Chanata was in year number 2, and now we're in year number 3, so that would make sense even according to Beis Hill. And that's why it took 2 Maasers, because he wasn't sure, it was like Gamliel, or like Relza, do we go based on when the Chanata was, which was the previous year, year 2, or this year, which we're all the way at the end of that, in year 3, because it's not yet Tu B'Shvat, we're not yet in the fourth year. That's one resolution for the question. Another Pshat the Gemara brings, Ravina Amar, he says, Kreich Usnei, what that literally means is double over and learn it, meaning double the machlekes of the words of Rabbi Yossi. And what you should learn is actually what Rabbi Yossi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama is on 2 points. And that is, first of all, he was arguing him that lo yached b'shvat haya. Actually, this story was not on the first of Shvat. Because you're right, as the Gemara had asked, then it wouldn't have been a new year, and therefore according to Beis Hill, they anyways would have been in the same year, because we're not going like the first Teres the Gemara gave. We're talking about that the Chanata was in this year, and so to Lakita is coming out to be in this year. No, so it wasn't the first of Shvat. Ela Tu B'Shvat Haya. It was the 15th of Shvat, where according to everybody, it was already a new year. Now that's one point that he argues in the Tanakhama's version. Another point was, as we had already said, V'loy minig b'shamay b'shil nogba, and the reason why I took of 2 Maaser B'Kiva wasn't because of the doubt if the law is like b'shamay b'shil, ela minig amulil Rebbe Elazar nogba, it rather was based on the suffix, as we had mentioned before, is the halacha based on the chanata of the previous year or the lakita of this year, but again, it wasn't on the first of Shvat, because then you're right. Either way, like halacha is like b'shil, it would be both in the same year. Rather, it was on Tu B'Shvat, and therefore, according to everybody, the lakita is in the new year, and the chanata is in the previous year, and again, that was the suffix, is like Amliel Rebbe Eliezer. Now the Gemara says, based on the opinion that we just quoted of Amliel, so Amrabi Avuni says, Hashu the Amrim Liel, now that Amrim Liel says, as we quoted this Mishnah before, that Esrig Achri Likitasi Isuroi, that an Esrig, its Meiser, is based on when it's picked, which is Kieric like a vegetable, so although Esrig grows on a tree, and trees generally go after Chanata, But here we're saying regarding the halachas of Meiser, it will not be based like a tree. It will be actually like a vegetable based on when it's picked, not after it's chanata. So therefore, he says, Rosh Hashanah Shalei Tishrei. So it comes out that the new year of the Esrog tree, unique to the Esrog tree, will be on Tishrei like vegetables. And that's what we're talking about regards to the halachas of Meiser, which starts the new year of Meiser, not like all other fruits, which are based on Tu B'Shvat. That was what Rabbi Avunah said. And I think Maras Meisvei will learn the Braisa. Shimon Lazroim, he says, Likid Estrig Erev Tu B'Shvat. If someone picked an Estrig right before the 15th of Shvat, actually Tov HaShemesh, right before sundown, the Chazav Likid Mishra Tov HaShemesh, and then a few hours later he goes and he picks another Estrig after the sun has already set. Ein Toy Menuma Asn Mizel Zeh, then you cannot take Trumas and Isis from what you had picked before sundown to what you had picked after sundown. And the reason is, Lafisha ain't terminum asin. You cannot take trimis and maisus, loy ben achadash al yashin, not from the new ones, which already was after the cutoff date of Tu B'Shvat on the old ones, v'loy ben yashin al chadash, not neither from the old ones to the new ones. Now, therefore, haysa shlishis nichneses l'revius, if this was the third year of the Shemitah cycle, going to the fourth year, where shortly the Gemara will ask, why is it that here it changes the version that it did on Daf Yud Beis and Beis when it was talking about the Lakita of a Yerek, when it was also saying about going from one year to another, where it said from the second year going to the third year, and here for some reason it changes that it goes from the third year going into the fourth year, where because the first change you have is second to third, because the first 2 years are Maaser Sheni, third year is Maaser Ani. So the earliest change you could just say is second to third. Why here it picks third to fourth? The Gemara will address that. But therefore, we said that if it's going from the third year to the fourth, well then Shlishis, the one that you picked right before Tu B'Shvat, on the third year, that's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. That's going to be as the third year's halachas of the first Taif and the Maaser Ani. And that which was right after, a few hours later, but it was ready the next year, Revius, in the fourth year. So that's Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. That's then you have to give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, which that person takes up that second Taif and eats that up in Yerushalayim by himself. Now that the Gemara concludes the question on the top of Tezvav Mar Aleph. Man Shamet Leid the Azul Bas Lakita. Who is it that we know that says that the criteria of the halacha of Esrig is different than all of the trees, and based on when you pick it, because that's what it's saying over there, that it's talking about Likit Esrig, it's talking about when you pick it, that will be the defining criteria, which one was right before the new year, one was right after. So who is that? That's from Gamliel. So obviously, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who's the Tana of this Brisa, is going like Gamliel. And yet, Rigtani Shvat, he says the new year for the Esrig is not Tishrei, like Rabbi Bar Avuhna had said, rather it's Shvat, so that contradicts him. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eliyat Mahachid, rather what was said was as follows, that Amr Rabbi Avuhna, Afal gav to Amr Mulil, even though Rimulil says that Esrog Achar L'Kita Kiyarek, although Esrog is unique, different than all other trees, that its Meiser goes based on when it's picked like vegetables, not after when it's Chanata, when the fruits first emerge like old trees. Still, in spite of that, Rosh Hashanah Shalei Shvat. Still, it's Rosh Hashanah is going to be Shvat because ultimately it's a tree, and trees, the new year, begin by Tu B'Shvat, and therefore its year of what's considered the new year will be Shvat. So though it's unique in that it's basing it on when it's being picked, not Chanata, but still the year is going to be based on the Tu B'Shvat and not on Tishrei. So although it's similar to Yerukas in regards to Kol Mayim, and that is based on when you actually pick it, but the year will not be the same year of Tishrei to Tishrei, but rather from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat. Now the Gemara asked a question that we had alluded to before. Maishna Hasam, what's the difference in the previous Brayson of Yud Beis? The Tani that we had learned when we wanted to say a similar type of Allah of Yerukas when it was changing from year to year. We said, it was the second year going to the third year, then they're going to be different and then you can't mix because one's old, one's new. The different Allah is a Maiser. But what's the difference in this Braisa where we went up a year? If it's the third year going to the fourth year, oh, then there are different Maisers. That's Maiser Ani, that's Maiser Sheni. Why go a year later? Why don't you go the earliest chance of saying this discrepancy of the second to third? So that the Gemara says, interestingly, Milsa Agav Orche Kamashmon. The Tana of the Braisa wanted to tell you something incidentally. That is, the Esrig Kashulei Yada. Touching the Esrig tree is harmful for the Esrigim, for the tree, which means because of when people touch it, that is, v'aydi de misham shibei kuli yama b'shviyas, since everyone has to leave their plantations open on the Shemitah year, and everyone is touching all the trees, including the Esrog trees throughout the entire year of Shemitah, like toin peri, it will not go ahead and carry fruits, atlashnen, until 3 years. And that's why it says from the third year going to the fourth year, because there won't be any fruits then in the first 3 years. It won't carry. And that's why it's not going to say from the second into third, because it doesn't have it. Because every year Shemitah, people are touching the Esrog tree, which harms it, very sensitive. And that's why it goes from the third to the fourth, teaching that halacha. Just I want you to know the scientific fact that the touching of the hands of this Esrog tree ruins the Esrog tree. And that's why it says third to fourth and not second to third.